Hi guys, it's Jade Bolden and welcome to my podcast today. Today we're going to talk about Yarrow Palm. It's one of doTERRA's new oils. It comes in a beautiful 30 ml bottle with a dropper. And the first thing you'll see, notice about the Yarrow Palm is that it's blue. It's like a dark ink blue oil and it smells a bit fruity with a hint of floral. But mostly fruity to me for some reason. I can't explain it any other way. Okay, so Yarrow Palm, in a nutshell, is great for skin, veins, hormone balancing, inflammation, muscle support, cellular support, digestion, and metabolism. All right, energetically, emotionally, it's the oil of energetic safety. It's to help you feel protected, safe, strong, and have clear boundaries. Now, it's cold-pressed mixed with the pomegranate oil, and it's meant to be your go-to oil for, inside and outside approach to aging. So it's an anti-aging oil. It's great for vitality and overall wellness. It does so much. That's why I feel like doTERRA wants us to use a lot of it. So they are providing it in a 15 ml. Alrighty, so guys, it's a one-of-a-kind blend. You can't buy something like this anywhere. It's great for helping protect the proteins in your skin. So it has inhibiting the enzymes that break down elasticity and collagen, okay? So it helps with collagen production. So it helps with revitalizing your skin and helping with anti-inflammatory responses. The blue comes from the distillation process, actually. For some reason, it turns blue. The plant or the flower isn't blue, but it's blue when it is in its distilled oil form. And this is a very, it's called chemazaline, the blue, and it's a very, very powerful antioxidant. And when you think of antioxidant, think of cleaner or cleanser. Okay, it's like the, the vacuum cleaner or the broom that goes in your body and just takes out all the junk. Yep. So basically, chemazaline is a tonic that encourages the body to have more vitality. Now, we already have an oil that's blue. It's called Blue Tansy. But when you compare the chemical, I think chemazaline is a higher percentage than the Blue Tansy. So Blue Tansy has less B-pinene as well. So that's another reason why they love Yarrow Palm. The Blue Tansy is higher than Yarrow when it comes to it's subinine, okay? I can't say it right, so sorry. Okay, so you can find this information on my website, jadebolden.com/yarrowpalm. All right, so as your normal, I just go through the body, the mind, and the spirit. Okay, so for the body, of course, it's for detox, for beautification. I love using it for beautification and for skin cleansing. So I like to put the Yarrow Palm in my moisturizer and use it as part of my daily skincare routine for the wrinkles and the sagging skin. It's great for leg veins, so you might have spider veins and varicose veins. So if you want to make a blend for yourself, mix a little bit of helichrysum and cypress oil in there too, and add more fractionated coconut oil. And then you can, massage it and apply it on your legs for sexy legs. Okay, so it just helps with the veins and the circulation. It's great for menstrual support. Basically, it's hormone balancing. So it's squirty. So I just squirted some out here. So amazing. So you can take it in a capsule, and that helps with balancing your menstrual cycles. If you have irregular periods, for those people who are going through menopause, it helps with the symptoms of menopause as well. Okay, so it's awesome taking it internally. All right, so when you take it internally, it'll help you boost your energy as well. So, you know, a lot of times we have candida fungus and parasites inside of us that suck our nutrients and our energy. And so we don't get nourished. And of course, we're tired. We're tired all the time. So if you want to help yourself with more energy, okay, you can do citrus oils and you can do your yarrow palm internally. So you'll find that you'll experience that lift. Okay, so the next thing here is immunity support. So if you apply it on your spine and the bottom of your feet, it'll help boost your immunity and help you fight against environmental threats. Okay, so it's another oil that we can use on a daily basis to help us with that. You can use it for detoxification. 2 to 3 drops in a capsule twice a day to promote the release of toxins. And remember, I said earlier that it's great for as an antioxidant, so you can see how it detoxifies you. Okay, so fantastic for cellular support. Whenever you see the word cellular support, think, you know, rogue, cancerous, tumorous cells, okay? And this here helps repair those and helps your body repair them. So it's 2 to 3 drops in a capsule 2 to 3 times a day. Consider using DDR Prime as well if you have, you know, a more serious concern, okay? The other thing too that's really good, and I feel like it's going to be super popular, is dry, itchy skin. So you can apply it directly on your skin. And, you know, if you want to, consider mixing in cedarwood oil as well. Okay, cedarwood will be a great companion oil. And then I think it'll be better to apply a bit of fractionated coconut oil too, to spread that those two oils around on your skin. But when we have these dry, itchy skin, the rashes and eczema and psoriasis and whatever the name is, a lot of it is your gut. So if you can take it internally and also use other oils to clean your gut, your skin will start clearing up, okay? And then of course use enzymes and probiotics to protect the gut after it's cleaned. And then you should have nice skin for a long time. So there you go. Okay, so digestive support, it's fantastic for that. So all you need to do is do 2 to 3 drops in a capsule 2 to 3 times a day, okay? So sometimes we need extra help with a digestive tract. So some people use DigestZen. You can do that. And, you know, this is another way to do it. If you don't have all the oils and you have this, this can do that job too, all right? And it's fantastic for metabolism and blood sugar support. So it's so fun. It's so interesting that it just cleans out the insides of you like that. So take 2 to 3 drops in a capsule 2 to 3 times a day. And also, if you're thinking about blood sugar and cleansing your blood and, you know, metabolism, use Slim and Sassy oil as well. Okay. So that is fantastic for blood sugar. So do both if you want to. All right, so let's move on to the mind. Yarrow palm is the oil of energetic safety. Now, guys, you know, it makes so much sense to me. So when we have, you know, it helps us release the feelings of feeling unsafe, of course, unclear, unprotected, fearful, energetically weakened, attacked, weak boundaries, in crisis, overwhelmed and scattered. Okay, so when we're stressed out and our brain is so scattered all over the place, this would be one of those oils that can help you refocus on what matters most, because you've attached your happiness or your brain attention to so many things that really don't matter. Okay, and then when you're spread out and you're feeling weak, of course, because you've forgotten to connect to the divine, okay, where your power source is. So this here helps you incorporate the positive feelings of being protected, discerning, strong boundaries, feeling safe, feeling assisted, feeling open, feeling centered, feeling clear, an ability to relax and receive, and then balanced and peace. All those juicy, lovely things, isn't it? Oh gosh, this is great. So that's Yarrow Palm on the mental, the mind level. So if you want to help your brain and your heart adopt a new belief of feeling safe, you can apply it to the cupped hands, inhale from cupped hands, sorry, and apply it on the bottom of your feet. And then you can say an affirmation like, as I connect to my divine power, I am safe. Okay. The next thing you want to do is decide on, you know, how to define clear boundaries. Sometimes it's really hard when you've wound yourself up for a gazillion years and you're so used to being stressed that you don't know how to set boundaries. Okay. And you think you did, and then, you know, a couple of months later, you realize you didn't do a good enough job. And guys, it's a process. So we just keep on going. Okay. Now, you can just smell it from cupped hands, and apply it to the bottom of your feet. And as you learn how to define your boundaries, so just keep using it until you're really, really good at defining your boundaries. So you can say, I know who I am and where I stand. I know who I am and where I stand. And then there's some activities here for you. If you answer these questions for yourself, this will help you kind of define more of what boundaries that you have. Okay. So one, answer the question, what makes me happy? So write down all the things that make you happy. Okay. So you know what you want more of, okay? And then what irritates or make me sad or mad, okay? What don't you want, okay? Because that's important. So most people know what they don't want. They don't want this and that and that and that and that, okay? And then they complain about it. And sometimes because you focus on that you keep getting that, right? But you have to remember what it is that you do want. So what makes you happy, right? The other thing, number three, is identify your strengths. What are my strengths? Okay, so figure that one out. We did the Strength Finder test, my husband and I, and I discovered my strength is learning and maximizing people and achieving, so all that. And that's fantastic. So if you know your strength, then you know, you sort of know that things that are opposite to your strength will be things that you don't like. So I don't like not achieving, right? I don't like it when people don't use their brain, right? Or don't like it when I don't use my brain. So then that's easier for me to identify what where my boundaries are. So if certain people want to work with me and they don't apply themselves, then I have to say, look, that's just not the kind of person that I'm looking for right now. Okay, so I have to kind of learn that instead of allowing everyone and everything in. And that's what happens on our physical body, because we allow everything and, you know, every good and bad thing in. So we, you know, we carry junk around too much. And those are funguses and parasites, right? So if we learn to have these healthy boundaries, suddenly your body will push out and not allow any room for those negative energies, which is fungus, bacteria, parasites, right? Okay, so number four is, what do I want? So that's a big question and it's a broad question, I know. But you want to sit down and write down, what are my goals? What are my dreams? What are my pains? And what is my vision? Pains could be like, you know, things that kind of bother you that never, ever, ever, ever would like want anybody to experience that ever, 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 you know? So my family, one of the pains was poverty or something, and ignorance or abuse, or people have illiteracy. So whatever it is that is your pain, you want to kind of identify it and know that about yourself. Yeah. Okay. So when we're clear on where we're going, who we are, and what we want, we will be able to define our boundaries much, much better. Okay, the negative things we let in represents a lack of clear identity and self-awareness. So these negative things physically manifest as fungus, viruses, and other microscopic invaders. So you'll find your physical health improving as your mental and spiritual health improves too. Okay, so the last thing here is the spirit. Okay, so I love this yarrow palm because it's a conduit for light and creates feelings of emotional and energetic safety. It can serve as a shield of protection against negative, dark energies. We are holding on to fearful energy when we feel unsafe, unclear, unprotected, fearful, energetically weakened, attacked with boundaries, in crisis, overwhelmed, and scattered. Okay, so when we feel that way, do a mental reevaluation and say, look, this is a sign that I am, fearful, not faithful, right? So I'm going to allow myself to connect to divine powers for protection and power. Okay, so that's what you want to do. So with the yarrow palm, it helps you clear your mind and your body, and you'll have a clear energetic pathway to access divine inspirations. And then you'll be able to piece things together on many levels. You know, your physical body, all the tissues and the cells get pieced together, but also, things, understanding and pathways in your life will be put together again. So, if you want some spiritual discernment, you want to smell yarrow palm and you want to apply it on your forehead to help you discern from light and dark. If you want more spiritual balance, after a crisis or trauma, because you don't want to carry that trauma with you, right? Then you apply it to your forehead and on your back and bottom of your feet, perhaps. But mostly smelling it to help you with that crisis. Okay, so that's all from me today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. And if you don't have a doTERRA wholesale account or need to buy yarrow palm, go ahead and check it out on my website. And if you have a need to book a time with me and do energy healing, I'd love to meet you and talk to you about whatever it is that you need besides yarrow palm. That's all. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.